This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I guess we'll do hour two. I'm somehow holding this together. Voice is crackly sometimes. I did an organic Ricola on the break, and my daughter says, be careful when you get to the center. It's really potent. And I had forgotten that's true. But, hey, it soothed, I have to say it. It's organic, too. It's Swiss, I think. So I'm not going to do the Ricola song. They're not a sponsor. But I have to say, whatever, it helped me get to hour two, Super Don. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes. That commercial's been around since I was a little kid with the guys up on the mountain with the giant horn, right?
The organic Swiss herbs. And, you know, this is the one place, folks, if there's a wealthy benefactor that wants to make sure that Super Don does a coffee enema, he said his price is high, but it's not infinity. It's a flight trip to
all expense, paid round trip. Flight to Switzerland. Yes.
Right. And then that's his price. So, and he'll have some organic Swiss herbs while he's there. So everybody gets to know that. Hey, look, that was a silly RSB moment. I'm back already. I don't want to get cocky. As I said, it's been an incredible week of new broadcasting. If you're just joining us, the Robert Scott Bell Show is still on live 6 days a week. In fact, our Friday show, which we always used to pre-record, now we go live because it's earlier in the day. So I don't feel like I have to take off early. So Monday through Friday, it is now noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 in the afternoon, live, naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com, YouTube as well, and Brighteon. All the archives end up at brighteon.com. Hopefully not the place where censorship will be, because there's a lot of threats to the health ranger, Mike Adams Natural News, because they don't take pharmaceutical money. Therefore, the information on vaccines you get through Natural News is not going to be approved by any government agency anywhere. Any more than anything I say is approved by any government agency anywhere. If they start approving what I have to say, something's gone horribly awry with me. Because I don't expect the government to ever go, yep, stamp of approval, Robert Scott Bell Show, RSB approved, listen to him. I'm too anti-authoritarian, I'm too pro-liberty for any government agency. So, with that, tell me, what are we doing this hour, Super D?
What are we doing this out? Well, before we get to this opening article, which just made my head explode when I saw it earlier this week, speaking of threats and the health ranger, we talked last week, if you've been listening to the show last week, I think we mentioned at some point on the air that there had been an issue with Brighteon. Now, Brighteon is the video platform that Mike Adams put together last year. As an alternative to YouTube, in the event that YouTube decides to just go full-on censoring everybody, including this show, because we're talking about things that some people don't like. And there was a threat just recently that was that he had talked about, because there were videos on the Brighteon platform that were talking about what happened in the New Zealand shooting. And on face value, I'd looked at that, I'd read some things about that, and the government in New Zealand and apparently in Australia had said that they were shutting down basically anybody and everybody that were showing any parts of the video that had been taken when that shooting took place. And I actually watched a video last night, a response that Mike Enners had put out about that. And it's really, it's not something we're going to get into great detail in today. But it's an interesting situation how you can have companies that provide services, bandwidth and hosting and things of that nature, that can be influenced by foreign governments that can literally shut you down and put you out of business if you're putting content out there that they don't agree with. And that is what was going on with Brighteon. So I stand corrected on my initial reaction to that, that there were things actually going on, and Brighteon actually was in danger of being completely shut down as a result of that situation that happened in New Zealand. So, interesting things going on.
Not just in New Zealand, then.
Correct.
Platforming all over it. Because you were very skeptical of that initially. So.
Well, I was, and it wasn't until I got more information where it turned out that there were services being provided upstream, right? Mm-hmm. Upstream services that made it so that Brighteon could operate and be functional that were being influenced by the government of Australia and telling them that, listen, you know, this stuff cannot be broadcast or talked about or analyzed or any of these things. And they in turn then said to to Brighteon, listen, if you guys don't get rid of this stuff, then we're going to shut you down. We're not going to allow you to be able to operate. And so that is what was going on.
By the way, welcome all of our new listeners and viewers off of J.B. Wells' show. John is amazing. Great guy. We'll get him on again. Arc Midnight in a Caravan to Midnight. I was on last night along with Sherry Tenpenny. Followed me with great, great radio talking about issues that cannot be discussed, must be censored. That's what we're talking about here as we enter the second hour. Michelle Cotterman is going to join us from Health Freedom, Ohio. Mm-hmm. But, opting out. Jerry Doyle, our buddy, you used to produce with him. God rest his soul as well. We miss him. Talked about the opt-out generation, opting out. It's been a big, powerful message over the years here. That rather than, let's say you have a pistol, a pea shooter, and the government has a Sherman tank, okay? They say, well, what's the point of having a gun? Well, listen, it isn't only about that, but if you want to take on a tank head-on and you have a pea shooter, that's a suicide mission. So there are other ways to address the big baddies. And one of the most powerful ways, I think, maybe the most powerful way, is simply to withdraw your consent. But it's more than that, because withdrawing consent is one thing. It's like, I don't give you permission, I don't consent, you don't have permission to do this, right? But they can still try and do some things for you. But at the same time, you don't consent to government-mandated vaccination. Guess what? You've opted in to a system that funds the government. That's right. Yeah, no, it's called a beastly Social Security number. And there are people who have religious objection to that because it relates to, interestingly enough, in the Internal Revenue Code, Section 666, not making that up, that there is a beastly aspect to that, to number people like cattle. We've talked about herd immunity on the vaccine front. It's treating people like cattle, beasts in the field, right? And so you could say, I don't want that. I'm not consenting to that. But at the same time, your energy, your efforts, that which you earn, unfortunately, monopoly medicine, monopoly money, Federal Reserve notes, they claim ownership of them and they get to allow you to, they say you can keep this much. So your efforts are actually going toward your own enslavement, your own capture, your own medical experimentation. So when we say informed consent, we say do not consent. There are a lot of layers to that that are never discussed. And I think, Superdon, mark down, this is another topic where we can go deeper into with some folks that we can't do during the week here. But it's fascinating, the desperation for those that want to mandate vaccinations for everybody, without exemption, without exception. This article by Ethan Siegel and Alex Barazow from Scientific American Blogs. They say this: opting out of vaccines should opt you out of American society. Let me say that again. Opting you out of vaccines, if you opt out of vaccines, you should not be allowed to interact with anybody. You should not be allowed to go out. You shouldn't be allowed to move about the American cabin or any other cabin. And their argument, give a listen to this, and Superdon, let me know what you think here. People who are able to take vaccines but refuse to do so are the moral equivalent of drunk drivers.
Well, yeah, okay. So you want my reaction to that?
I do. I really do.
Okay. Listen, this debate between getting vaccinated and not getting vaccinated has been going on for a long time. It was one of the things that you were talking about when I first started working with you. And it kind of opened my eyes to, you know, the truth behind the debate, the facts behind the debate, the things that people are not talking about. I understand that from that side of the debate, the pro-vaccine side of the debate, how they can come to this conclusion. Is it right? No. And I tell you, in the day and age that we're in right now, where we are seeing things ramped up so crazy as they are, I think on the one hand, it's very frightening in a lot of ways to see where they're going with this and how so many people are jumping on the bandwagon. At the same time, I think it's great because the topic is being discussed a lot more than it was in the past because everybody's you know, up in arms about it. Here's kind of where I'm at now in this situation. When I see an article like this, where it's basically they're hammering home the same stupid bullet points that everybody else is talking about, regurgitating the stuff that the CDC is saying, regurgitating the stuff that the people on the news are saying, there's nothing new in this here other than the fact that they are really pushing the envelope a little bit in the way that they're presenting this. But I refuse to take any article seriously anymore that does not acknowledge the fact that people are being injured and harmed by vaccines. The only thing that this guy says in this article that even comes close, I'm going to walk that back a little bit. He doesn't. He talks about how there are some people that can't get the vaccine because they're immunocompromised. There are some people that have genetic deficiencies and stuff like that where they can't get the vaccine, but they do not acknowledge or even come close to saying anything in here about how some people who get the vaccine are hurt or injured. And as far as I'm concerned, if you are not willing to go there, your article is crap. It's done. It's not even worth reading.
Super done. Thank you for, again, saving my voice on that. You said I agree with you completely. Folks, this is what I said on J.B. Wells' show. These are medical collectivists. These are socialists. These are communists. They believe you are owned by government. They say, America's land of the free, but you don't get to do whatever you want. Like, really? But the government gets to force you to inject toxic substances that can kill you or your children? They don't even say it. Superdon's right. If there's an article that's pro-vaccine that doesn't acknowledge that a percentage of the people that get it, kids that get it, can die and have. They don't have any validity to their argument. They're completely cognitively dissonant or completely shills for the cult.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, one of those days is the GCN, our radio syndicator. That's today. Five additional days a week through Natural News Radio, robertscottbell.com, and a lot of outlets around the world that have picked it up in the video format as well as the audio stream, radio style, a little long format. There is, you know, we talked last segment about, you know, opting out of vaccines means you should opt out of the world. I mean, these people are deranged Looney Tunes, collectivist communist socialists. Maybe one town in Iowa can recover from that because they have stopped treating their water with fluoride. Michelle Cotterman from Health Freedom, Ohio. How's the fluoride dripping in Ohio where you are?
Well, some of our municipalities do use fluoride to treat the water. The city that I live in doesn't. And we actually had a city of Springfield this past election cycle. They tried to get it voted into being put into the water, but they actually won that initiative, and it is not going to be added to the water there in Springfield. This is amazing, though. I've never heard of a town that's able to take away the addition of fluoride when it's already been added.
Ida Grove, Iowa, northwestern Iowa, decades they've been doing this. The city council narrowly voted this week to halt fluoride treatment in the water supply. Now remember, this is according to the Sioux City Journal, fluoride is toxic poison. It's a neurotoxic substance. Yes, it occurs naturally in the ground or in, you know, but when they take the sodium fluoride, it is not anything like what might be in trace amounts in spring water, for instance. And the argument that it prevents cavities is only due to its toxicity. The fact is, when you ingest it, as opposed to superficially applying it and spitting it immediately out, which I still don't recommend, I think there are better ways to go about this, you are now ingesting a drug, and they mass drug the population in any municipality that has fluoridated its water. I will say this, there is a fluoride filter with the Echo water system. If you go to robertswater.com, download the technology and get it installed. But in the meantime, follow whatever they did in Ida Grove And also in Curacao, they removed it from the whole country. So it can be done. And you got to align yourself with health freedom groups like Michelle's involved in, like in Ohio.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to lock arms and work together. Our voices are definitely stronger when we stand together. And it sort of takes away the fear of being the only one who is, you know, strong enough to stand up and speak the truth. Did you see recently the CDC put out a warning about fluoride in toothpaste, but it's okay to put it in the water?
Well, there's been the Poison Control Center warnings on fluoridated toothpaste if you ingest, contact poison control. So it's not that we're, again, once again, making it up. But as Superdon aptly pointed out on the vaccine issue, they will bring up the fluoride issue and they will disavow any knowledge of the dangerous toxic effects of fluoride when they say fluoride is good for you. It's this, and then they just it wipe out like that part of it doesn't exist. I guess that's their MO.
Just to deny that there's any risk to using
Correct.
Something.
Yeah, that seems to be that's the way they do it. So, you know, it's not an effective way now because, again, the more they call for censorship of us, the more obvious it looks like they don't have a legitimate argument to stand on. And so, you know, I'm not too concerned. I think, you know, as I said, bring on the censorship. Bring on the calls for censorship. Yeah. Your demise is going to be accelerated by that. And I'm talking about the pro-vaccine, pro-fluoride forces.
Let me point out real quick that on that CDC warning, you know, basically I remember when we covered this, they were saying that the kids are overdoing it on the toothpaste.
Yeah.
But the thing that the CDC warned about was had nothing to do with toxicity, had nothing to do with neurological problems, lowering your IQ, none of that stuff. What they warned about was fluorosis, which is making your teeth look funny. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
that's what the CDC warning was about.
Yeah. How about weakening your entire skeletal system? Fluorosis is on the way there. We, of course, recognize the role of silicon or silica in strengthening all connective tissue, including the bones. But they kind of disavow all the other stuff, Super Don, that you said very well, just to say, hey, you know, your teeth could be discolored. That's why we're really worried.
What is wrong with this world?
Not even like they're using the mineral fluoride. They're using fluorosalicylate, right?
Yeah,
which is
correct.
Completely toxic byproduct of, I believe, the fertilizer industry.
Aluminum mining, bauxite, etc. Yeah. Listen, Michelle Cotterman is with us this hour, and I'm grateful to have her on board. She's a health freedom advocate. She's a super mom. She's wonderful and very smart, and we love to have her on. So when we come back, for those of you who are too lazy to go to your doctor, you don't want to go to the pharmacy and get free photo processing with a shot. There's a new way to get the vaccines they want to mandate for each and every one of you. We'll talk about home delivery services with Michelle Cotterman next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats have launched investigations into how President Trump has conducted business both inside and outside of the White House. And there are suggestions they'll also consider having Special Counsel Robert Mueller testify before a congressional committee. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries was asked by host Margaret Brennan about remaining neutral as the probe continues.
The American people deserve to know whether Donald Trump is either A, a legitimate president, B, a Russian asset, C, the functional equivalent of an organized crime boss, or D, just a useful idiot who happens to have been victimized by the greatest collection of coincidences in the history of the Republic.
Congressman, it sounds like you've come to your own conclusions.
That's a question. I haven't drawn a conclusion.
Congress and the White House are eagerly awaiting the Attorney General's release of the Mueller report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we were going to do a toilet story today. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it, but we're sort of going to do a derivation of that. Remember the tagline, what can brown do for you? Well, I'm hoping you leave it behind and flush it down. I'm just going to say it this way. And what I'm talking about flushing right now is the entire UPS delivery system. And then I don't want to do that because there are a lot of good people that work for UPS on all levels. But, dude, do you see what they're doing? UPS is eyeing in-home health services with the U.S. Vaccine Project. In other words, they want to deliver nurses to your home and vaccinate you. Is it? I mean...
Dude, I just don't...
This is the onion, no?
You know what? It should be. It should be. Because this is insane. This is absolutely insane. The other night when I saw this article, I mean, listen, we're talking on a regular basis now on this show because we have to. about how everybody's jumping the shark in this vaccine debate and anti-vaxxers and all the social media platforms and all the stuff that's going on. And just when I thought I had seen the craziest stuff that could possibly happen, I read this article, and apparently, now get this, Merck, our favorite pharmaceutical company, right? The poster child of pharmaceutical, you know, baloney, has decided to partner, or at least they're looking into, partnering with UPS, where they are going to dispatch, this is their words here, dispatch nurses to vaccinate adults in their homes. Now, I'm like, what is this? It's going to be like you're going to open up a box and like some robot nurse is going to come out of the box and they're going to inject you with a vaccine. I mean, how much more crazy is this vaccine topic, this vaccine situation going to get in this country than this? I mean, really? What?
Michelle Cotterman, Health Freedom Ohio, also a nurse, medical professional. I would love to hear your take on this.
So it looks like they are working on contracting nurses. So they're going to be, UPS would be distributing the vaccines from their world port, and they're going to send it to one of their UPS stores where the nurse would pick it up and take it to the customer's house and administer it. But do you guys remember last month or so where there was that issue with mishandled vaccinations and they were contaminated with that mycobacterium?
That's right.
You know, vaccines are not, this, we're not talking about delivering a package or a lollipop. We're talking about a biological substance that is required to be held at certain temperatures, or you just don't even really know what could happen. What kind of things could grow inside of the vial? I know they put antibiotics in there, but that doesn't cover all of the possibilities of microorganisms that could be present in that vial. Mm-hmm. I just see this as a whole nother step where they can undermine the safety of vaccine administration. Nurses already don't disinfect the site they inject well enough. I see videos of nurses disinfecting sites, and it gives me nightmares at night.
Right. Well, it means you pierce the skin.
This is just a whole new step of what in the world are they doing?
Yeah, you're going to be delivering disease, even if you don't think what's in the syringe precipitates disease. I wonder if they're going to require nurses to be able to lift heavy objects, too. I mean, you know, it's just the
put them to work, right, in the warehouse. You know, when they're not injecting people, they could be stacking blocks or something. Check this out, though. I had no idea that UPS had gotten involved in medicine and healthcare this way, because, you know, they've been talking about Amazon doing this sort of thing. I think Amazon was dabbling with the whole idea of becoming like having their own like pharmaceutical unit or something. But get this, they explain in here how this is supposed to work. And it says, here's how the test, which is supposed to start this year, is going to operate. You got workers in UPS's 1.7 million square foot healthcare complex. Now, who knew UPS had a healthcare complex at Worldport? And it's going to package and ship the vaccines to the 4,700 franchised UPS stores. You know, the UPS store that they usually have, like, in the strip mall, where right. You can go and you can mail your packages and stuff. And then what's going to happen is a home health nurse that's been contracted by UPS, and they have something called the UPS Clinical Trial Logistics Unit. Again, I'm going, I thought UPS just delivered packages. I didn't know they were involved in clinical trial logistic units. I mean, this is kind of weird. Anyway, they're going to, the nurse is going to pick up the package, and then the nurse is supposed to take it to the patient's home and administer this vaccine that's going to target viral illness in adults. So it's like, this is kind of a trip, man, because UPS apparently is already contracted with these pharmaceutical companies and these vaccine companies, and they're putting together clinical trial logistic units.
What about the Amazon thing? I think they were toying with the idea of drones, right? Drone delivery. Drones with syringes. It reminds me of like that orb in the original Star Wars going after Princess Leia with the syringe, right?
Right.
This is not too far-fetched from where this is heading. So is the nursing profession, Michelle, hard up for cash that they're going to go, yeah, hire me, UPS. I don't have a job unless I can vaccinate people in their homes.
Listen, I get mailings from clinics and hospitals just in my own area. I even get some from out of state where they're like $10,000 sign-on bonuses. They're so short on nurses. I can't imagine that people in the nursing profession are this hard up for a job.
Okay.
I can't.
So that could be a downside to implementation at UPS. Although, again, if you're rounding up nurses to do this and you can't find them, what do? We've talked about the pharmacy techs, right? Pharmacists now injecting. Anybody who if people woke up in the medical profession, the health professions, and said, you know what, I can't in good conscience inject this garbage, I would not do it to myself, then where do they go? Dude, they'll go to fast food workers. They don't care. They'll deputize anybody. Remember what happened in California with SB 277, what they're proposing now in Oregon, to where we're not going to allow doctors to meet with patients and assess them and say, nope, they should be exempt medically. They're going to put that into the hands of those in the health department, bureaucrats, because they can't rely on doctors to just, some of them actually have a conscience. They wake up and go, no, I'm not doing it. And at that point, what do? They have to go to lower and lower and lower on the rung to just say, hey, just vaccinate. Well, here's an extra few bucks an hour for you.
Yeah. Well, and here's another thing that they mention in this article. It says that increasing low U.S. adult vaccination rates would reduce healthcare spending. On what planet are they talking? I can tell you just from my own observation that the patients of mine who get the pneumonia vaccine are the ones who get the pneumonia. It's an internal process. To me, it's misinformation calling it a pneumonia vaccine, because pneumonia can be present from any number of reasons by countless microorganisms being present in that environment.
Yeah, you don't even have to catch it. That's the garbage that they try to spew on the germ theory again. Again, we're dealing with a religious or cult-like belief system. Vaccines are the sacrament in that belief system. And, you know, you're a medical professional, Michelle, and you've woken up to see through this. Unfortunately, too many still are having to learn the hard way after they themselves are injured, or their children, family members, or even patients. As you acknowledge now, those who are getting these shots are running into trouble.
Yeah, on top of that, too, like with the hepatitis B vaccine, we titer check every year. And, I mean, I would say it's probably 50% of the patients that we have lose their antibodies within 6 months to a year.
Yeah, from the vaccine, right? So it's not the same artificial conferring of antibodies through, you know, illicit means, I will call it, is not the same thing as acquiring antibodies through natural in interaction with something. Now, I would also argue that homeoprophylaxis would be something we could and should adopt. It's something I've utilized for years, but I recognize that's too far beyond the cult-like devotion and pale for injectable toxins and antigens with adjuvants that hyperstimulate the immune system into autoimmunity, much less with the HPV vaccine also creating infertility. So we have to say, at one level, at some level, there's a nefarious agenda to harm, if not outright kill, but mostly harm and profit from the harm that comes. And who profits? The monopoly medical people, the whole industry, because you're not allowed to look at homeopathy as a competition for allopathic drugs, even though it's regulated as a drug by the FDA, or herbalism, or supplementation, etc. We're dealing with, in violation of the First Amendment, a church, a pharmaceutical church that exists in America that has granted itself a monopoly on the treatment of disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just boggles my mind that they think they can reduce healthcare spending by increasing vaccination rates. It hasn't worked for the kids. When was the last time you saw a children's hospital reduce itself in size?
Nope. You've got wings being built even today for cancer, dedicated to cancer in children. These are chronic diseases. These are diseases that are worsening over generations, and vaccines are the culprit. They're the primary source. They are poison to begin with. They lead to a lifelong dependence on monopoly medicine until you wake up and get clear of it. As I said, it's not enough to opt out. It's recognizing that everything you do beyond saying, no, you can't do that to me, is funding the very agencies in government that would violate your fundamental freedom, your right to life, liberty, and property. The ultimate property is your own person, your own body, much less your own children while they're under the age of majority. So, Michelle, you're out there, you know, battling for health freedom in Ohio and elsewhere. What kind of upcoming events should we know about that will get people further along this understanding?
Well, IPAC, that's the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge, and First Freedoms are putting on an event. It's called Cornerstones of Freedom, and people can go to ipacknowledge.org. It's ipacknowledge.org. And in the menu, look at Cornerstones of Freedom. It's going to be on April 6th in Newark, New Jersey. And there are going to be other events forthcoming in around the rest of the United States as the year progresses. But this is going to be looking at the history of censorship and media technology, and they're just going to be really breaking down a case scenario. There's going to be lawyers present, and they're really going to try and nip this censorship situation in the bud that we're seeing right now.
Excellent. And I see they have some interesting topics, including censorship of religion. I don't know if I can make it to that. But I would be happy to speak on that topic. Anyway, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it. Michelle Cotterman's going to stick around. We might have to go to the crapper next. I don't mean literally, but to discuss this topic about a toilet that can diagnose heart disease before you have a heart attack. How does that work? We'll check it out after the break. Go to robertscottbell.com. All of the links, including the one Michelle just mentioned.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Once again, thanks to all our new listeners joining us. Thanks to J.B. Wells, Arc Midnight last night had me on, and then Sherry Tenpenny. So he's a courageous man doing what is right, what is principled. And I urge you to listen to his show if you're up late, absolutely, or catch it later. But it was great being back on with J.B. Wells.
And we'll get him on. I dare you to find anybody who has a lower voice than John B. Wells. Dude. Holy cow, man.
I think I sound like Tweety Bird when I'm in this
show. Dude's got a set of pipes, man.
Yeah, exactly. We got Michelle Cotterman, of course. Link to the Health Freedom Ohio webpage for those that are in Ohio. Michelle, how do they find it? Did we lose Michelle?
Sorry, I had the mute on. They can go to healthfreedomohio.org. That's our website. And we also have a Facebook page, which is at HFO4U.
Okay.
So people can find us there. Mostly we just share news articles on the Facebook page, but on our website we have two different blogs. We have the Curious Mind blogs where people are researching different topics as it relates to Health Freedom or Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the Becoming Proof blog where Ohio citizens can share their stories of recovery from allopathic medicine to more natural approaches and how they healed from that damage.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you and all of our friends there in Ohio for doing the great work that you're doing, and I would not want other people in other states to emulate and duplicate. So we now go, you know, the one place you think we can get away from it all, the crapper, right? It turns out, yes, the man that invented that you see in a modern toilet was last name named Crapper. But we're also worried about Wi-Fi, electromagnetic fields, and now they want to basically fry your nether regions. You sit on the toilet, according to this new article, and it reads certain vitals, apparently. Talking about oxygen levels through your blood, health, heart rate, blood pressure, by sitting on this toilet seat, and it could warn you, hey, there's a problem here. Now, I don't know if they've accounted for this, but most people, if they're sitting down on that thing, and they're using it for the purposes of eliminating a lot of waste, the oxygen in the room is going to be sucked right out of it. I just don't know if they account for that. Do they? Is it possible?
Well, there's a couple of problems with this. First off, I don't know. I didn't do the conversion here, but it costs 1,500 pounds.
Wow, that's like 2,000 bucks, I think.
Is that like $2,000?
Yeah.
So, first off, I don't know. It, basically, what this toilet seat does, it goes over the top of your already existing toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit on it, it will read your blood pressure, your oxygen levels, and your heart rate. And so it's designed so that it can detect the early signs of heart failure. And I don't know how it lets you know. I mean, you know, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, you know, does it talk to you or I don't know.
If you're constipated, that could be a real warning. You're straining so much, your blood pressure rises and it's like,
yeah, I'm thinking that's going to affect your blood pressure probably when you're in the midst of, how do we say this delicately? I don't know. But
what?
In any case, I mean, that's a lot of money. $2,000 for a magic toilet seat that will tell you if you're going to have a heart attack.
Wait a minute.
Maybe Ocasio-Cortez could run on a toilet seat like this for every household for free.
Look, you can get a blood pressure monitor, a pulse ox for half of that. And just check your blood pressure and your pulse and your oxygen saturation. Nobody needs this toilet seat.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe Bill Gates. And then we'll, and then if he has a thought about vaccines being given to third world children, that it would zap him, hopefully, back into reality that you're poisoning and killing children, not genuinely helping them. But, you know, I like technology. I'm kind of geeky about some of this stuff, but I'm like, I'm not sitting on one of these seats. I'm just not, Michelle.
Okay, well, I'll scratch that off my Christmas list.
Say that again, Michelle.
You might have sold me if you said it had a bidet on it.
A bidet on it, right? But that could short it out and electrocute you, so we don't want that to happen, Michelle.
Oh, you're talking about the water fountain thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just bring a garden hose into the bathroom then. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, we did. We did some toilet humor today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I feel good. You know how easy this is to just show up and John runs the board? This is awesome. Come Monday, oh, good Lord, I got to wear those hats again. Come back to robertscottbell.com through naturalnewsradio.com. Thank you to GCN and our old syndicated radio broadcast family. If you miss us during the week, we haven't really gone away. You just got to dig a little deeper. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you all for being here. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.